Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. What? Think you these places would satisfy an Alexander, a Caesar, or a Napoleon? Never. Lincoln is making a speech here about human greatness. Alexander the Great, Caesar, Napoleon, all great and famous men. This is a towering speech Lincoln is making. It is his first real public address. He's 29 years old, and there is little that we could see as great going on in his life. He is new to the town of Springfield, Illinois, not yet the capital, and only 2,000 people living there. He's just moved from a little river town that is about to wink out of existence. What could be so great going on that Lincoln could be getting so bombastic? And besides, what does greatness have to do with his spiritual life? Lincoln is all worked up in this speech, saying that really great men, men whom he says belong to the family of the lion, the tribe of the eagle, would never be satisfied with the political offices then available. A seat in Congress, or even the chair of the president. Lincoln, like a lot of young people, is thinking that once upon a time, giants strode upon the face of the earth, but not now. So Lincoln is really dealing with ambition here, the ambition to be a great person. He thinks that really great people would not want to settle for what is now possible in their little lives. But because Lincoln is eventually a spiritual person, he comes to value that seat in Congress, that chair for the president. His spiritual path is a long one, but the step he is taking here in this speech about Alexander and Caesar and Napoleon is this. All these men were great, but they were a law unto themselves. We could say that ambition and only ambition led them. Lincoln, the night he gave this speech, is living in an America that was in the grip of real terror. Even more than the threat of Indian attacks on the frontier, mobs of citizens were breaking the law, killing other citizens. A man from Searsport, Maine, a newspaper editor, who moved west, had just been killed by a mob who also threw his anti-slavery printing press into the river. Other terrifying mobs were lynching people, white and black, further south. People were really afraid and wondered if the country was falling apart. Lincoln ended his speech by calling upon himself and all the ambitious young men he was speaking to believe in the rule of law and to devote themselves to the idea that people could be reasonable, that we could govern ourselves, and that eventually equality under the law could prevail. Serving that idea was how Lincoln solved the problem of his own ambition. Ambitious men, without a higher law, were despots, just like the mobs were. Serving the idea of equality was the beginning of Lincoln's spiritual path. Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spiritual path can lead us down even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.